Mix 101.5, Scotty Day, live here this morning, Saturday morning. Bill and Linda, we're looking out of our little picture window here in our studio, out through our lobby, out into our parking lot, where I think it's the largest stretch limousine in captivity.
Yeah, it's an SUV stretch limousine, so it's pretty cool looking.
And Scotty apparently has just rolled up. His fans are snapping photos. The electricity is electric.
This is supposed to be a soundproof studio. I can still hear them screaming.
Yeah, we can hear them outside. So I guess we'll just keep the mic open until he comes actually walking in the studio, and we'll get all that. What do you think, Wayne?
Yes.
We'll just keep it all rolling if we will allow him to come into the building. My gosh.
All the girls are so excited.
What this must be like for him from Garner and, you know, playing baseball and then L.A. and then coming back now. And I'm telling you, this is crazy time.
Oh, I got a glimpse of him. I wonder if he's got a big bodyguard. Clay had a big bodyguard, Jerome. So I wonder if Scotty's going to have a big bodyguard that's going to
stay. I don't know, but he's got about six Wake County Sheriff's deputies out there. And one of them is just about that size. So,
wow, a couple of them are big, yeah.
Okay, now it is even building more. Scotty equals Hottie. I'm looking at some of the signs here. My gosh. I was passed by a car this morning at about 6:30 coming here on the Beltline, and they had the spray paint, the paint of their vehicle covered in Scotty, and they were doing at least 90. And I was keeping up with them. I looked down and went, wait a minute, whoa, I got to slow down here. But Linda passed the limo on the way in this morning.
Yeah.
Now, what could possibly be taking him so long?
Well, you know, there are a lot of fans out there. He's got to go through and do the meet and greet, all the yelling, adoring.
Oh, that's right. You're right. The same thing we go through every morning when we come to work.
Yeah, it's the red carpet.
You know, when
treatment.
The limo pulls us up in the morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, sure. I don't know what I was thinking.
But some of these people are really prepared, though, because they brought these collapsible little stools that they can stand on to get a better view.
This is crazy.
Oh, here he's coming in. Oh, look who got the first hug. Dina, of course.
Of course. Dina. Yeah, well, she has a way about her. All right.
That's so exciting. What a cutie.
There he is.
He's pretty tall, too, isn't he? You never know until you see him in person, but he looks to be 5'10", 5'11".
Here's another photo up now. All right, so we're describing Scotty coming in and getting his picture taken. This is what we're doing on the radio this morning. Scotty's getting a picture taken. You can hear him coming in now, I think. Coming around the corner. Moving my mic around. And, all right.
Oh, I think my daughter just fainted.
By the way, the parade that he's going to be in later on is going to be carried on WREL-TV5, and then I'm sure you're going to have the web link for later on if you missed that. Absolutely. Deborah Morgan is here, because she's holding the door for Scotty, again, as Deborah does every morning when we come in for this very show.
That's very sweet of her. I appreciate
it. It is,
that.
And we appreciate it. Here he comes treatment. Now. He's coming around.
He's trying to get, you got to imagine, though, he's trying to get through the throngs of people to get into the studio. It's very exciting for him to come home and for everybody to see him after seeing him on TV for so long, because he just looks different now that he's back home, isn't he? He doesn't look the same as he
does.
Did before. He just looks different.
But here's the thing. He has an allotted amount of time here with us, and he has now been captured in the hallway. Come on, this
here
way.
Here he
come
is.
On. Come on,
there
Scotty.
He is coming on in.
And Deborah Morgan gets a hug. And Wayne Michaels gets a handshake.
He looks very
Scotty,
nice.
Great
He's
to see
got.
You. Glad you could make it.
Yes, sir.
Come on around.
You're going to come by us. Hey, Scotty, hey, let me have
doing?
A hug. How are you?
Yeah, doing really good.
He's doing extra good now.
Nice to see you.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's over to the far side,
right over
I think,
there.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. The fire department has a set limit on people in this room.
I think we've met that.
All right, so Scotty McCreary now up at the mic here at Mix 101.5 with Bill and Linda. So, what's been going on, man?
Oh, I'd say a lot has been going on, man. It's been a crazy ride so far, and I'm glad to be back in Garner, North Carolina.
I'll bet you are. We watched you every week, and we have commented, one, about your maturity, from day
Thank
one,
you. Yeah.
your maturity, and yet you still seem to have even matured more as we have watched you. You even look a little different to us as the week goes along. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're
is.
Making me grow my hair a little bit. I mean, I'm going away from the short hair policy back in Garner, but
I don't want to forget to say this, but I think we all are in agreement here that, I mean, you have a God-given talent, and
Thank you
so
use
much.
It
very, very
Thank
well.
Thank you so much. I
very,
appreciate
very
that.
Well.
Hey, I got to ask you, what was it like to wear makeup for the first time?
To wear makeup for
was
the first
that
time?
Weird?
Yeah,
I mean,
it was. I had to sit in the chair for a while, and they were telling me all the guys do it, even the guys you see on ESPN or TV or whatever. So I got used to it pretty quick, but it's still a little different for me.
It takes some getting used to.
Do you have any I don't want to necessarily say superstition or a good luck thing that you do before you perform every week?
You know, I mean, I don't break sticks. I don't do anything weird. I just pray and just ask God that He uses me out there on stage and that I do everything for His glory. Because I mean, He's the reason I'm still here.
Well, you pulled that cross out the other night after Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah.
did you have to shower afterwards?
Oh yeah. Y'all only saw half of what she said to me. It was a crazy experience. But I mean, she's a great person. She's unique, and that's why she is who she is.
She's talented, and she offers some unique advice.
It's definitely for sure. Definitely.
I hope you weren't too traumatized.
No, I mean, I was kind of a... They had prepared us before we went in, but I don't know if you can prepare us for Gaga. Yeah.
Did they bring in counselors and say, this is what could happen?
No, they just kind of sat us down and said, just expect the unexpected. I mean,
right.
But,
Wow. Who has been your... Have you been starstruck yet? Anybody you met? I mean, I know meeting Tommy Lasorda was a big
Tommy
thing.
Tommy Lasorda was huge.
But any of the mentors that have come in or anybody else, Steven Tyler or J-Lo or Randy, any of them that you were
when we first met the judges, I mean, especially in Milwaukee because they walked in and said hey to us and I was just kind of sitting in the back of my seat thinking I was in over my head. What am I doing here at these auditions? Just about to get laughed at. But, I mean, I'm still here and I'm still having a great time and I don't know. I mean, we meet a lot of people. I met Muhammad Ali at fight night and that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, that has got to be.
Mm-hmm.
How memorable. Is there anything that you've learned? Obviously, Garner is so different than L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that you
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's not assume that.
Yeah, we were driving in, and I said, on our left, this is what we call trees. Yeah.
But is there anything, would you say, that you've learned so far from your experience or benefited or gained
yeah,
for yourself?
You know, they're kind of giving us a 10-year education in about 4 months. So, I mean, I'm learning a lot about the music industry as we speak. I'm learning a lot about myself and... I'm growing each and every day through this, and every day we're learning something totally new.
What are you getting from the judges? You do seem to work on whatever they tell you. Do you have a favorite judge, or is there in particular a piece of advice that any of them has given you in this season that has really stuck with you?
Yeah, the 1 week I got criticism, I understood it because Swingin' was a great song. I love the song. I love performing it, but it wasn't like a vocal song. So for this show, we have to go out there and we have to, you know, show off our vocal cords. I mean, we can go out there and sing a one-note song and have a ton of fun with it, but in the end, America wants to see what we can do as an artist. And so I just go out there and, I mean, I love Randy because, I mean, he's just telling us all we're in it to win it. So, that's fine with me.
How do you handle the stress? I mean, going out there, the performance now with two songs, what do you do?
Yeah, the stress is it's unbelievable, especially this week because we're doing this and we're trying to learn songs as well. Three songs this week. So, but I mean, people go out there and they play a concert with 30 songs. So, I mean, it's just something we got to get used to. But, I mean, stress is, it just comes with the job description, I guess.
You guys doing yoga before the show or anything?
I wish. Nah, we just kind of have a chill room upstairs. We just kind of relax and nobody gets in each other's nerves.
How's that mansion thing going for you?
We stayed in the mansion for a couple weeks and, We eventually moved out because there were some problems with all of us living there in one big house. So now we're all in apartments, each separate apartments, and worked out really nice for us because we all kind of have our space to kind of just go to at the end of the day.
I got to confess to you real quickly because I've done this with comics. Like, okay, I'm not going to just give him a laugh. Uh-huh. He's going to have to earn it. And I've done that with you singing.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm not even going to look at the screen. He's going to have to wow me. And you did That's All Right, Mama, and knocked me out of my chair.
Well, thank you. So I had a lot of fun with that one. That was the first performance I sweated on that stage, and I had a lot of fun with that one. It was just running around and having a good time with it.
Well, that showed, man. We appreciate your time today. You're going to be out and about. You're going to be throwing out the first pitch at the NC State Florida State game. And we assume it'll be a strike. I mean, you're a pitcher.
Let's hope so. It's been about 4 months, so I might be a little rusty. But
you did
we'll
almost get a save the other night, wasn't it?
I know that the News and Observer had me with the save. I mean, I wish they would have told me. I would have, you know. we'll see how the pitch goes. I just don't need to embarrass myself because then all my status goes down as a pitcher. But we'll see. I'll try to get it over the plate.
I don't think you need to worry about your status as a pitcher right now. You got other things on your plate right now.
Yeah. Well,
so it is
so
Scotty Day and Garner and Raleigh, all the Triangle, all of North Carolina. Very, very proud of you again and using that God-given talent you wear, man. And I think you're beyond in it to win it. We're really feeling that you're gonna.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna give it my best shot and try to bring it back home to Carolina.
Absolutely.
Thank
appreciate
you so
it. Scotty McCray,
yes,
Mix 101.5 with Bill and Linda in the morning. And I know you got a bunch of stuff to get going on, so. And I don't know how you're even moving. There's 50,000 people around
here. I know.
It's
crazy. It's crazy. But especially, I would have never expected this early in the morning. But these guys out here are great. And I mean, they're the ones who put me through. So I appreciate them so much.
Okay. We'll be voting for you come this week.
Thank you so much.
All right, Scotty,
I appreciate
thanks
it.
For being in here with
yes,
us.
Sir, thank you.
Bill and Linda in the morning and Mix 101.5. Scotty Day on Mix 101.5.